This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue Daf HaShavua Masach Tivam, it's Daf Samach Zayin. We're sizzling hot here in Masach Tivam, Daf Samach Zayin. Okay, so Gemara brought the following case. We know the halacha is that we had a machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Ami, who has the right to the actual item of the Nechseit Sain Barzel should the marriage be terminated. Rabbi Ami said, Hadin Imai. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hadin Ima. The Gemara ultimately said it's Mestaber, the time of Rabbi Yehuda, because of Shevach Beisavia, because of the prestige of her father's house. So the Gemara told us the story. There was a woman that brought in a fine woolen garment in her ksuba. She died. He died. The Yisayimim came and they spread over the woolen garment on him. Rava said, the mess is koina. So Nanoi, Breid Rav Yosef, said, the son of Rava said to Rav Kahana, I, Rava, said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which means that it's her item, so why is the mess koina? In other words, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that the item belongs to her, it goes back to her. So just because he died and they put it on him to be a kisna, to be a burial shroud, and we know the halacha is anything that a mess uses is now asr b'hana, but nevertheless it belongs to her. I, v'amar Rav, v'amar Rav Nachman, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, amar lei, Rav Kahana said, t'nanoi, Milay Maida Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda would say the din is with her that she gets the item back, but Rabbi Yehuda would be Maida the Mechusar Gavaina, that it's lacking collection. The Kivan the Mechusar Gavaina, since it's lacking collection, Bershu say Ka'i, it remains in his Rishos. Rashi says, even though the din is with her, he's Maida that so long as she did not collect it, it's not in her Rishos. All she has is a shibud on it. Because if an oinus happened, or it was nevad, it's chayev b'achrayis. And since it's in the rishus of the yisoyimim, hektish will come and be mafkia it from his shibud and give the money. Says the Gemara, Rava letame. Rava goes according to his own reason. Meaning, Dama Rava, hektish chametz v'shichror, being makdish something becomes chametz, freeing an eved, mafgiyin midei shibud, would remove from shibud. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rava letame. Rava, who says, Hektish Davka Kedushas Haguf. Rava goes according to his reason that if you're Makdish, Davka Kedushas Haguf, like this scenario, but Kedushas Damim, not. So Hektish would be Mafkia from Shiba, that if somebody has a Shiba on something, it's not considered a strong enough ownership in the sense that if the current owner is Makdish it, it would be mafkia midei shibud, or chametz, like this. A goy borrows from a Jew on his chametz, after Pesach, it's asr b'hana. Because, in other words, a goy borrows money, a goy lent to a Jew on his chametz. So a goy lent money to a Jew, and the Jew gave the goy chametz. Now, typically, that chametz should be a chametz sha'avar alav ha-pesach. So, this chametz is meshubet. Who is it meshubet to? The chametz is meshubet to the goy. In other words, this chametz has a shibud to the guy, and the iser chametz takes off the shibud. Asi iser chametz umafkale l'shibuda davikoy chavim. The iser chametz comes and removes the shibud of the guy. So the Gemara says that if it was put in the guy's rishos, so it's not missing collection, so then in that case, it's not asur bahana. But if it's in the Jew's rishos, so then it's lacking in collection, and since it's lacking in collection, it becomes asur bahana, and the iser chametz actually is mafkia the shibud. So in other words, the guy has a shibud on the Jew's chametz. Why? The guy lent money to the Jew, and the chametz is meshubid to the guy. However, the iser chametz is mafkia midei shibud. The iser chametz is mafkia from the shibud. Okay. So hektish, chametz, and shichur. Shichur is like this. A Jew is meshabed his eved to a creditor. So somebody, the Jew owed a guy money, or he owed somebody money, and he's meshabed his eved to the Baal Chayv, and the loiva was meshachar the eved. He goes free, and the mav is going to have to collect from somewhere else. So we see that even if somebody has a shibud on something, hektish, chametz, and shichur could be mafkia midei shibud, because right now it's mechusar gavaina. Okay, next case. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, hechnisa loy shnei kelim be'elef zuz. If, let's say, a woman brought into the marriage, nechse tzoyin barzel, two bowling balls, total value 1,000 zuz. Veshivcha, and they went up in value, v'umdu al shnei alafim, and now they're worth 2,000. Now the truth is, if it's nechsei tzoyin barzel, he gets to keep one of the 1,000, because she brought into the marriage 1,000, and he only has to give back 1,000. V'umdu al shnei alafim. Echa noitlasa b'ksubasa, she takes one for her ksuba. V'echa noisenas damim v'noitlasa, and the other one she pays for and she takes. In other words, we don't say she gets one bowling ball and he gets the other. We say she gets one, and the other one she pays for. Why? Mipnei shevach beis aviya. Because this is the prestige of her father's household. These are the items that she came into the marriage with. These are the chashava items of her father's household. And then for one she gets straight up, and the other one... and the other one, she gets to pay for, but she takes it. Says the Gemara, "My kamash malan." What's the chiddush? Shavach beis avia didahava. We already said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that hadinima, because shavach beis avia is hers. Ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda chadazimna. Rabbi Yehuda already said that one time, that she gets to take the item because of Shavach Beis Aviya. So here also, why don't we say, she gets to take the item because of Shavach Beis Aviya. Says the Gemara, Mahu de Tema, I would have thought, Hani Mili, Hecha de Matya Lamishka B'Ksuvasa. I would have thought, that when does she get it, that's when she's collecting it for her Ksuba. But to be able to pay money and to take the item, maybe we don't apply the svara of shevach beis aviya dida. Because in this case, the second 1,000, she's not taking for her ksuba. Maybe shevach beis aviya is only as far that she could take the ksuba, but not that she could take another item. Kamash malan, that shevach beis aviya even allows her to take another item. Okay, fasten your seatbelts. New sugya. Bas Yisrael Shenissas a Kohen, a Jewish woman that married a Kohen. Umes, and then he died. Now if he died, she shouldn't be able to eat Truma anymore, unless she had a kid. The thing is, v'hinicha mubarash, she was left pregnant. Rashi says, even though she has children, and even though she can eat truma, says the Mishnah, lo yoichlu avadea b'truma, her avadim cannot eat truma, m'nei chelkoi shel ubar, because of the share of the ubar. So her nichseit soin barzel, even though she could eat truma, because she has children from the kayin, her nichseit soin barzel cannot eat truma, because they belong to the yarshim, one of the yarshim being the ubar, and an ubar does not have the koyach to be macho truma, either because an ubar is not a kayin, or because... only a kid that's born could be machal, a kid that's not born cannot be machal. Bottom line is that this woman could eat truma because she has other children, but the nichsei tzayin barzel cannot because of the chelek of the ubar, and either the ubar is reckoned as a Yisrael, until you're born you're not a kayin, or until you're born you can't be machal. Sheha Uber Paisel. An Uber passels, meaning if this is the Uber Vabasiso Lakoy and the Uber passels, the Avadim Ve'enoi Machel. Now what's the case Ve'enoi Machel? That if a Basiso married a Koyin and he died and she's pregnant, a Uber cannot have the Koyach to be Machel her Truma. So an Uber passels the Avde Tzoyin Barzel, and the Uber is not Michael, the mother. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Amrulai, the rabbi said to Rabbi Yossi, Me'achar sheho adatolanu abas Yisrael l'koyen. Now that you testify that abas Yisrael l'koyen, a yulud cannot be Michael, af bas koyin lekoyin. So to the daughter of a koyin to a koyin, umeis, and he dies, v'hi nichamu uberes, and he leaves her pregnant. Lo yoichlu avodeh b'truma, the avodim cannot eat truma, b'nei chalko shalubar. Rashi explains, since you said that a yulud cannot be Michael, because the avodim can't eat truma, because of chelik of the ubar, because they're his avodim. So then even a bas koyein l'koyein v'hinicha mu'ubaris, it should have the same halacha. Now the Gemara is the following chakira, yibaylohu. Taima de Rabbi Yossi, the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi mishum de kasabar, ubar b'mei imoy zara, b'mei zara zaru. What's the reason why an Uber cannot be Michael to the Avdei Milug? Is it because an Uber in the womb of a Yisraelis has a din of a Yisrael, and he doesn't become a Kohen until he's born? Do we say Bas Kohen? In other words, do we say an Uber b'mei Zara is a Zar? Or Dilma Yulud Michael, she'ena Yulud ena Michael? Only a kid who's born could be Michael, others in eating truma. Someone who's not born cannot be Michael. L'may nafkamino, the nafkamino be, l'uber b'mei koyhenes, if it's a child in the womb of a koyhenes. So if it's because in the womb of a zara, he's a zar, but in the womb of koyhenes, he would be a koyen. Or if the pshat is only yulud is machel, then even b'mei koyhenes, he cannot be Michael. Mai, what's the halacha? Amar Rabba, hainu time of the Rabbi Yossi. Rabba said, this is the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi. The kasava Rabbi Yossi holds, uber b'mei zara zarhu. An uber in the womb of a zara is like a non-kind Rabbi Yossi. If amar yulud maichel, she'enu yulud ena maichel. Only a kid that's born could be maichel, eno yulud cannot be maichel. Meisveil, ask a question. Amrulai l'Rabbi Yossi, they said to Rabbi Yossi, Me'achar sha'adatolanu abas Yisrael l'koyen. Now that you testified about a bas Yisrael to a koyen, that it can't be Michael, bas koyen l'koyen, mahu. What would the din be about a bas koyen l'koyen? Amar Lohem, so Rabbi Yossi said, Zu Shamati, I only heard about Abbas Yisrael. Vezulai Shamati, I didn't hear about Abbas Kayin. Now, Yi Amri Bishlama Uber Bmei Zara Zar, if the reason why an Ubar is not Meichel is because he's a Zar, Hainu Dekamra, this is what he meant. Look, I heard about the case of Abbas Yisrael, and I didn't hear about Abbas Kayin. I understand Abbas Kayin should be different. Because there's a difference between Abbas Yisrael and Abbas Koheness. One could be a Zara, one not. If the Nakuda of why the Avdei Tzoyin Barzo cannot eat Truma is because only a child that's born who has a Chelek in an Eved could be Michael, a child that's not born cannot be Michael. What did he mean? I only heard about one case and not the other. There's no difference at all between the two cases. Mai zu shamati, vizu loy shamati. Ihihi, it's the exact same case. So Gemara says, Kasha, it's taka, question. We move on. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. In your zuchus, the Ezra Shem will try to understand this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Zu divrei Rabbi Yossi. This is all the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Avo chachomim oimrim. But the rabbi said, Yesh loy banim, oich lemisham banim. If there are other sons, you could eat. The avadim could eat because of the sons. Ein loy banim, if you don't have other sons, oich lemisham achim, you could eat because of the brothers. Ein loy achim, if you don't have brothers, oich lemisham mishpacha. Pule, you could eat because of the whole family. What does this mean? We're saying Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Zu divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, if you have other banim, besides this uber, the avadim can eat because of the banim, because an uber has no zechia in the avadim, and if there's no banim, you could eat the. Avadim could eat on account of the Achim, and if there are no Achim, they could eat on account of the Mishpacha. B'shul Mishpacha, She'ein Echad Mi'Yisrael, there's no Jew, She'ein Lo Yarshim. V'chol Zman Shaloi Noilad Ha'Ubar, as long as the Ubar is not born, Zoyche HaKarov, the Yerushas Koyin, the relative is Zoyche Tirusha the Koyin, V'Oichlam Beginoi, and the Avadim could eat on his account. So how do you read this? Then the Braisa continues. Ein lo yachim oichlem misham mishpacha kula. So that implies zu. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. V'lo yisvir lei Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Aye, but it's not true. But ha'amar lei Shmuel Rav Chana Bagdota. But Shmuel once said to Rav Chana, the master of Agadata, or from Baghdad, Puk Aisili, go and bring for me Be'asara, 10 people. De'im alach ba'ampayo, I'm going to say in their presence, Ha'mezake l'uber koina. If you're mezake, if you want to be zoicha something for an uber, you're koina, that means an uber is an entity. So how could Shmuel say he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Because he holds an uber is not an entity, but apparently he holds you could be mezake to an Ubar, and if you can be Mizaka to an Ubar, certainly an Ubar has Yerusha. It's much easier to be have a Zechus in Yerusha, which does not require any Kinyan, than to be Mizaka for an Ubar. But rather, what he meant was, Elazu Visvirale. When he said Zu Divi Rabbi Yossi, he meant, and he holds that way. My Kamash Malan, what would the Chiddush be? This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. I hold that way. The Pligi Rabbanon Ale, the Rabbi Yossi. That the rabbis argue on Rabbi Yossi. Umi Pligi, do the rabbis argue on Rabbi Yossi? The Amar Rab Zakoi, Zu, Eidus, Heyed Rabbi Yossi, Mi Pishmai Vav Talion, but Rab Zakoi, But for Amar Rab Zakai, Zu Eidos, this Eidos Heyat Rabbi Yossi, Mi Pishmai Vav Talyon. V'haidulo, and the rabbis agreed to him. So that implies that the rabbis agreed to Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Ashi, Mi Katani V'kiblu, does it say the rabbis accepted what he said? V'haidulo Katani. They acknowledge that what he says makes sense, but they argued with him because they have a different tradition. The Mistabra Taimai. They agreed with him because his logic is reasonable. New little Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Hiniach banim. If you left children, Eilu ve'eilu oichlam. A kohen, like this, a kohen was married to Bas Yisrael, and he died. And she's not pregnant, and he left children. Both Avdei Milug and Avdei Tzoyim Barzo could eat Shuma. Avdei Milug could eat on her account, because she has children. And Avdei Tzoyim Barzo could eat on his account, because of the children. Basically, he married a Yisraelis, and this Yisraelis continues to have the right to his Shuma, because she has children. So the Avdei Milug could eat on her account, and the Avdei Tzoyim Barzo could eat on his account. Hinicha meubares, if he left her pregnant, Eilu ve'eilu einochlem, nobody could eat. She can't eat, the Avdei Milug can't eat, because the marriage is over, and they're hers, and she can't eat, because a ubar will not allow her to eat. And Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel cannot eat. Because of the chilek of the ubar. So hinicha meubares elu ve'elu einoichlen. Hiniach bonim v'hinicha meubares. If they left kids and she's pregnant, avdei milug oichlem. The avdei milug could eat kederach shehi oichel, just like she could eat. Avdei tzoyin barza lo yoichlu, the avdei tzoyin barza cannot eat mimnei chelkoi she'ubar, because of the chilek of the ubar. So this is a little complicated. If she left banim and she's pregnant, avdei milug could eat, because they're hers. And the ubar does not have a chilek in it. So she could eat on account of her children. Avdei tzoyin barza cannot eat because of the chilek of the ubar. So for some reason, the Avdei, the Chelek of the Ubar only interferes in the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, not in the Avdei Milug. Sha'ubar Poisel, and Ubar Pasels Abbas Koyen, Amu Beres, from eating the Chuma, but Ve'inoi Machel, Abbas Yisrael, who's Mu Beres, will not feed her. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishamavir. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, said the name of his father, Habas Ma'acheles, the daughter, and the Gemara will explain this tomorrow, could allow them to eat. Haben Einoi Ma'achel, a son cannot be Ma'achel. Rabbi Shim ben Yochai, Omer. Rabbi Shim ben Yochai says, Zechorim Yoichlu. Zecharim yoichlu kulan. Zecharim yoichlu. If they're male, they could eat. Kulan akevas lo yoichlu. If they're all female, they can't eat. Shema yimsa uber zachar. Because maybe the uber will be male. Ve'ein labanis v'makam haben. And the daughters don't have any Yerusha in the place of the son. Klum. So here, interestingly, we say like this. Abbas is Michael, the Pinya Rabbi Yossi, the Pinya Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is Abbas is Michael, Ben is not Michael. The Rajbi says males could eat. If they're all females, they can't eat because maybe the Uber will be a Zachar and the Banos don't have any role, B'makam HaBen. So the Gemara asks, "Why do you have to say because maybe the uber will be found to be a male? Typically, then a keva nami pasla. Say even if it's a female and the keva pasles, since everyone until now was in a keva, so the chelek of the uber would be a spoiler even if it's in a keva." So Gemara says that's what we mean. Chada va'oid kamar. That and another argument. Chada din a keva nami pasla. Firstly, in a keva also pasles. Va'oid. And furthermore, shema yimtza uber zachar. Maybe the uber will turn out to be male. Ve'ein labanos b'makam haben. Okay, we're going to explain this more. Right now, this is cryptic. This brisa of the Tana Rabbanon is a bit cryptic. We're going to explain Bez Hashem tomorrow in the Gemara. And until then, I wish everybody a good night, okay? Kol tov, everyone. Thanks for joining. Kol tov, be well.
Have a good night.
Good night, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.